Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klachof Aleph. And we're looking, we left off yesterday with a question. We were looking at halacha. If a person has a suffix, we read Kriya Shema. So when he goes back and says Kriya Shema again, he says it with the brachas. So Mr. Burr points out that this halacha is only true in a case where he has a suffix, if he said the brachas as well. So we would have the normal rule of suffix brachas lahakol. Over here, because of the compelling reason of Kriya Shema, we say the brachas as well. But if he definitely said the brachas and just he has a suffix on Kriya Shema, now that sounds like a not common case. He says the case could be the person has a suffix if he had kavana or something that would be ma'akiv and being yotzei. So the brachas Kriya Shema he said and he's yotzei. But the brachas he definitely said in that situation, he would not go back and say the brachas as well. So now we left off, why is this different than other types of cases of a mitzvah, even a mitzvah deraisa, the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah, beginning of Sama Zion, gives a few examples of how we differentiate. He says, for example, person has a person who is a suffix of his chayim mitzvahs, whether he's a male or a female. So he does the mitzvahs, but he does the mitzvahs without the brachas, because suffix brachas the hakol. Here we're being machmer. So in the Bir Halacha in Siman Sama Zayin, he brings it actually that the Prima Gadim and the Magen and the Gra actually disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, and they say that you go back into Kriya Shema and not the brachas, like the general rule which we have that some of brachas, even in the case where you go back and do the mitzvah, you do not make the brachas because the general rule is some of brachas lahakam. But the Shulchan Aruch halacha stands. So he brings it the Kesef Mishnah. In the name of the Rashba says that we're forced to say, based on how to learn a Gemara, that there's a special tikkun over here that we should say the brachas as well. It's a unique halacha. It's specifically to Hilchos Birchos Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema that they're bound together in such a way that in case you have a suffix, if you said Kriya Shema, you must say the brachas as well. That's interesting. Let's just be misbinding in this a little bit, because we already mentioned that this is not like your regular Birchas HaMitzvah to some extent, where you say Asher Kedoshanu B'Tzav B'Tzivanu. So that's clearly linked to the mitzvah. Over here, actually, we say that it's not linked to the mitzvah. For example, we say Birchas Kriya Shema an hour later than Kriya Shema. If it's just the Birchas HaMitzvahs, So we wouldn't be able to say it. So Teres says it's its own freestanding halacha of saying Birchas Kriya Shema. That's on the one hand, but we have to say that at the same time, these are referred to as Birchas Kriya Shema. Chazal felt it was proper to say Shema in a context of brachas, which help set the tone and set the mood and bring out some of the points that we're saying in Kriya Shema. The third bracha is pretty obvious. It's expanding on the concept of Zechir Shishiyas Mitzrayim. The first two brachas really are brachas of Shevet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one about the Bria that he created. The second one is a bracha of Shevet HaKadosh Baruch Hu about his relationship with Klal Yisrael. And in that context, we then continue and we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we have a greater understanding of the Hashem Echad by these brachas which we said prior. So it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, in that sense it's not connected to Shema. On the other hand, it is the context and the, as it were, the brackets which sort of hold Shema and make Shema make sense. That being said, like we just mentioned, we don't go, in the case where the person definitely said the brachas, he would not go back and say them again. It's only in a case where he has a suffix on the brachas as well. Albeit, normally we would say that some of brachas lahakil, over here we're going to be machmer and say the brachas as well to help give Kriya Shema its context. And this was the kind of chazal, that even in a case of suffix, a person should say Birchas Kriya Shema. Okay, so that is the, I think, the understanding of the difference between here and the general Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kedoshanu B'Tzav B'Tzivanu, to put on tzitzis, etc. It's unique. Birchas Kriya Shema is unique, and I think this is a nice insight into understanding the purpose of Birchas Kriya Shema. Have a good day.